You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Kansas City Royals edition. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz, and figured this week we'll delve into the rotation a little bit. You look at this Royals team, and offensively, all but two spots in the field, they're getting above average production, those two spots being second base and right field, which, of course, when they get Alex Rios back, that'll help right field considerably. Mm-hmm. And then defensively, obviously, very strong. Bullpen, obviously, you know, by most people's accounts, the best in baseball. So let's bring in Jeffrey Flanagan and talk about the rotation. That's the one area of this club that's, you know, been a bit unsteady as far as delivering long starts, quality innings. And Jeffrey, let's start with Danny Duffy, first of all. His last three starts, one inning, 3 2/3 innings, 5 innings. There's an upward trend there, so I guess that would point to his next one being a little lengthier. But in general, he's had trouble giving them the quality innings they need.
Yeah, he really has, and it's really you mentioned the deep bullpen, but it's wearing on that when you have such short starts, especially the 1-inning one, the 3 2/3 inning one. He did get better his last outing, but he still threw 113 pitches, and that's way too many for a 5-inning outlook. But he's trying to work on his command of his fastball, and it's been an issue for him. His breaking stuff was way better last time out, so. You know, I talked to Ned about it. He's going to give him another start, but the leash is getting shorter, that's for sure. They don't have a ton of options. You know, Vargas is on the DL. So, you know, he's got to step up his game.
Do you think when Vargas does come back, it would your eye go straight to Duffy at this point? I mean, he can obviously pitch himself out of that situation. But at the moment, if Vargas came back tomorrow, they have to think hard about utilizing Duffy's minor league options just the way Chris Young has pitched. And obviously that can change very quickly, but as we sit here today, that would seem to be the most obvious move, no?
Yeah, it's the one that they've talked about internally. But, look, I mean, when you look at this team and their aspirations of getting back to the World Series, they're going to need an effective Danny Duffy. They're just not going to go anywhere without him being a solid number two guy, the left-handed guy who throws hard. They need that complement to the rotation. So I think they would hesitate pretty hard, though, on sending him down because I'm not sure what you would gain. It might make more sense if you're going to make a move like that just to put him in the bullpen in long relief, which he did last year at the beginning of the year. And it kind of straightened him out to come in and throw, you know, worry about every single pitch out of the bullpen when you don't pace yourself as a starter. I think that helped him last year. Maybe he needs to do that again, so they throw him in for, you know, some long relief outings or something like that for a couple weeks and try to get him straightened out. And still, you're going to have, it's hard to take Chris Young out of the rotation. He's been phenomenal in three starts. He's getting his pitch count up more and more, so he could be up to 100, 110 pitches his next outing. And when you're that effective, how do you take that out of the rotation? So those are going to be some tough questions that Dayton Moore and Ned Yost are going to have to tackle.
How about with Yordano Ventura? Obviously, the early part of his season was defined by, some interesting situations on the mound and developing that reputation for being a little feisty. But just taking the broad scope of his statistics, they're just not where you'd expect them to be. There's a guy who really broke out last year and expected to be a frontline arm in this rotation. What do you think's been the key for him this year?
Well, I mean, his last two outings have been probably better than the lines look. The outing against Detroit, he really gave up a lot of broken bat hits, a lot of seeing eye ground balls and stuff, and so it looked a lot worse than it was. Last week against Texas, kind of the same thing. I mean, he got in trouble early by trying to jam his fastball down every hitter's throat, and you just can't do that. You've got to, you know, use your breaking stuff at this level, and just trying to be a little bit too macho with his fastball. But I don't think they're too worried about him. They knew there'd be some growing pains. This is just his second full season in the big leagues. And he'll come around. He's just got to learn to pitch more and throw less. And that's a lesson all young guys got to learn. And he's going through that right now. So at least he's been able to give him some length in his outings and take some pressure off the bullpen. So they're happy with that. I think they expect him to get back to, you know, a dominating form here pretty soon.
And looking at things
from a positive standpoint, Edinson Volquez has just been fantastic for this club. And he's the only member of the opening day rotation with an ERA south of 5 and by a wide margin, obviously. The other day against the Yankees, 3 hits over 7 scoreless innings. As you said in your piece about that game, Jeffrey, it's hard to distinguish one start for the next as far as you know what's been the best one yet. Yeah. They've all been pretty good. How did you view the Volquez signing, I guess, coming in? He did have the bounce-back season in the contract year in Pittsburgh. Did you think it would be sustainable at this level? And what has impressed you the most about Volquez with the Royals?
Yeah, I really didn't know what to expect. I mean, this is a guy who was DFA'd in 2013. That's a year and a half ago. And he's just turned his whole career around, got resurrected in Pittsburgh. And they have a reputation of doing that in Pittsburgh. And Dave Island's tweaked a few things here with his delivery and to make him more consistent, stand a little bit taller, and have a little bit more downhill plane. And he's been able to just have great command. You know, he had that blister issue for a couple of starts, and he showed me where the blister used to be yesterday. It's amazing the technology they have now to get rid of blisters. It was basically gone, and there was just kind of a little bitty hard stub on the inside of his thumb that probably actually helps him get more friction on his changeup, which was really effective yesterday. And it's just been a godsend to this team in terms of stability. And he's also a great presence in the clubhouse. I don't know if you got to know him at all, but he's a great guy. He's funny. He's very truthful in his answers, and he's just kind of a delight to be around. And he walkers right next to Ventura, so that wasn't by accident. They're really trying to mentor Ventura with Volquez. So great signing, and he's probably exceeded their expectations at this point just because when he's been healthy, he's just been absolutely dominant, and they've really needed that because you mentioned the other 4 starters have had some pretty spotty starts so far. So, but not him. He's been solid.
Yeah, he's had an interesting career. I mean, this is what we've seen this year and last year really harkens back to his All-Star season with the Reds, and really got far away from that statistically there in San Diego. But he's rebuilt his value in a big way. And speaking of guys trying to rebuild their value, Big Joe Blanton makes it back to the big leagues this past week. Not unlike Chris Young, where the Royals just kind of they signed several of these guys, Chris Medlin being another one, looking for depth. And we'll see what role Blanton falls into. But what do you see for him going forward?
Well, he's going to be long relief now. I don't know if they trust him enough yet to do a spot start. They probably don't need to right now, but he had a May 15th opt out of his contract Friday, so they had to make a move with him. And there were going to be other teams come calling because he's been commanding all 4 pitches at AAA, and he looked pretty good in his 4 inning start long relief outing the other day. So again, when Vargas comes back, you're going to have 1 too many pitchers, and someone's got to go and. He probably has a tiny bit of trade value right now, so you pick up something for him if you did send Danny down. And, if Danny recovers in his next start and gives you, 7 innings and he's convinced the staff that he's, back on it, you're probably going to have to make a move with somebody, and Blanton would be the logical guy. He's obviously out of options, and you'd have to, DFA him if you're trying to get rid of him. But I would think that he would have a little bit of trade value. The teams need pitching all around baseball right now, and that's why you sign these guys, as in the offseason, is you need kind of little trading chips like this for times like this. So, Dayton's well aware of that. That's why he signed guys like Medlin and Ryan Madsen and Joe Blanton, because you never know when you're going to need them, or maybe another team does, and you get something in return for them. So it's a good risk for the Royals to sign them. Actually, it's no risk at all. So it was a good signing, and he was very effective, and he's kind of charged up. He's been out of baseball for over a year, and he's kind of fired up about being back in the big league. So somebody's going to get a motivated guy if they deal for him.
Yeah. And where's Medlin, of course, had the 2-year deal. Where's he at right now in his recovery timetable?
He's down in Arizona right now throwing the live hitters, and he's probably – it's the middle of May now. I would say he's probably about 2 to 3 weeks away from maybe going out on a rehab assignment. You don't want to start the clock ticking too soon on that. So I think he'll probably stay in Arizona for a little while, and you know, then you can start the clock ticking on the rehab assignment, and maybe he could be up here by somewhere around the All-Star break if they needed him again. Where does he fit in? Where does he go? You know, a lot of things can happen in the next 1-2 months. You know, there can be injuries. Guys can, you know, struggle, et cetera, et cetera. You know, Jeremy Guthrie's in the last year of his deal. Vargas wasn't exactly sharp when he before he went on the DL either. So there's still some issues with the back end of the rotation. So, and if they get lucky again, maybe Medlin finds his groove and he can be a valuable asset to the team. But as Aiden Hall says, you can never have too much depth at pitching, and they have plenty right now.
Yeah, if you have too much, you have just enough, and that's where the Royals are at. And obviously, they're hoping for more consistency from guys not named Edinson Volquez when it comes to the starting unit, because as great and deep as that bullpen is, you don't want to overtax it, especially early in the year. So.
Yeah, and it just got a little bit deeper, too, with getting Luke Hochever back. So, I mean, now you've got basically five power arms in the back end of the bullpen, and that's not even counting, you know, Jason Frazier, who's been been excellent, or even Kendrys Morales. And then if you move Chris Young back in the bullpen, I mean, that's just crazy good bullpen depth. I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
It is crazy good, and it's a big part of the Royals being in first place in the AL Central. I want to thank Jeffrey Flanagan for joining us to talk about that. And thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Kansas City Royals edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.